From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin McKinstry. Midwest farmers are expected to bring in more money this year than initially projected. Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture tracks economic health through a figure called net farm income. Low crop prices have caused that number to drop for years. This year, the USDA says it should stabilize, even rise a little bit.
People still don't feel like this is good news.
That's Todd Keithy, an economist at the University of Illinois. Many commodity crop farmers are still staring down low prices and just hoping to break even. Still, he says the new projections should tamp down some fears of a farm economy collapse.
Hopefully, we won't be in sort of as deep of a decline as a lot of people worried about.
He says the slight boost in the projection comes from livestock producers who are enjoying the low prices for the crops they use as feed. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.
House budgeters and Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' administration are clashing over money for a new program Greitens created to fight prescription drug misuse. House Budget Committee members drilled administration officials today over why they didn't get specific approval from lawmakers to spend money on the program. It's estimated to cost about $470,000 this fiscal year. Greitens in July announced the program to analyze prescription and dispensing data to catch overprescribing of addictive medications. His announcement came after lawmakers this year failed to pass a different prescription drug monitoring program to track when patients receive addictive prescriptions. Budget Director Dan Hogg argued the administration has the authority and the cash to fund its program. Columbia's City Council is considering raising parking fees to reduce congestion in downtown neighborhoods. The Columbia Missourian reports that 4th Ward City Councilman Ian Thomas has proposed an increase of 10 cents an hour at parking meters or an additional $10 a month for parking garage permits. The changes would be included in next year's fiscal budget. Thomas wants the extra funds to go toward establishing residential parking permit programs for neighborhoods that surround the University of Missouri. City Council is set to discuss and vote on the amendment at their September 18th council meeting. They will also vote on the entire budget for fiscal year 2018. Applying large amounts of pesticides to farm fields can have negative effects on babies born to mothers living nearby. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports on new research.
The data-crunching study looked at the farm-heavy San Joaquin Valley in California. Researchers matched birth records to pesticide application rates for the mother's address. Most babies were fine, but the 1% exposed to the greatest amounts of pesticides showed lower birth weights and more abnormalities. Here's study author Ashley Larson of the University of California, Santa Barbara.
We see these important effects, but just for a small subset of the population living in this agriculturally dominated region. We're working on trying to understand what's behind these hot spots of pesticide use and when they occur.
The study could not identify individual pesticides, but farmers in both California and the Midwest apply some of the same ones. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens has put the National Guard on standby in case of protests that could follow a St. Louis judge's ruling. The ruling would decide whether a former St. Louis police officer is guilty of murder. Greitens said in a news release released today that activating the National Guard is a, quote, necessary precaution, end quote, to help protect infrastructure and free up police for security at protests. Testimony in former St. Louis police officer Jason Stockley's trial ended August 9th. Stockley shot and killed Anthony Lamar Smith in 2011. He testified Smith was reaching for a gun in his car. Prosecutors say Stockley planted the gun after killing Smith. Erin McKinstry, KBIA News, Columbia.